Hey guys, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Kylie. Welcome to the Midwest Farm Wives Podcast, where we will be sharing all things motherhood, farming, faith, rural living, and so much more.
So grab your favorite beverage of choice and come hang out with your two farm wife besties. We are so happy you're here with us.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Wives Podcast. Happy planting season.
It is nearly here.
Are you guys planting? That's what I was just going to ask. I mean, I said happy planting, but I don't actually think a majority of the United States is planting right now.
No, our conditions are very bad. Bart just said this morning, like, how do I even, he said, do I keep waiting for rain or what do we do here? I said, I don't know. Not my deal, man. I don't know.
Right. Like, not my expertise. Jordan asked me questions like that too. And I'm like, I don't have all the facts. And I don't know that even if I had the facts, I would be qualified to just make a decision.
If you're just looking for moral support in a conversation, we might have to talk about something else.
Or just for me to be like, whatever you decide is fine.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Nope, no planting. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My bad.
It's okay. No planting yet. We're usually not started till like the 15th. So we're not really late yet.
Yeah. It's like right now.
Right.
We are almost done with corn planting. We are a little heavier on soybeans this year. So in a week though, we just put in a slew of acres, which has been fantastic. We did not get our fall spray on last year because we were doing a ton of consulting work or like consulting construction work. We were using all of our yellow equipment all year, all like fall, winter, which has been fantastic, a fantastic diversification for our business. And also we didn't get to fall spraying. And Jordan, this is now having to spray down to get things cleaned up. And just like we're having to till it an extra pass or whatever, like whatever that looks like for him. It's just taking more time right now.
Right.
And we always love having fall spray on. So that has been one of those, this is what happened and how it was supposed to happen and also won't happen again.
Right.
Rowan's with me, by the way, if you guys can't hear him driving his tractor.
Would prefer to have gotten that on in the fall, but whatever. Pivot.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine. It's just frustrating for him now. And also he's so aware that that's how it was had to happen.
Right.
So it's just a... like a double-edged sword of like sucks, but also has to be done.
I know. Plans change, don't they?
Yeah. I said this week on Instagram, our biggest flex as farm wives and as farmers, really, we can lump this into one, is being flexible.
Uh-huh.
Not physically.
Agree, you know, 100%.
I can touch my toes, but like my hammies are real tight most of the time.
No, I can't. I've never been able to touch my toes.
Really?
No.
Well, yeah, but maybe my taller legs are long. Maybe.
I'm not a flexible person, literally, physically.
Yeah. Yeah. Mentally, some
on
days.
The farm, yes, very flexible.
Right. I would say you're the most flexible person.
Yeah, I guess I just embrace that
farm
shit.
Farm life. I'll never forget a couple of years ago at Cultivating Courage, Jordan and I went out and stayed, and Bart had to go back to work. And so we just got up and we were going to leave early anyways. And it was like 7:15, and Bart said, hey, you know, I need XYZ, or I don't know what he said, but it was something to call you out of the house. And you were just like, okay, I'll see you guys later. And Jordan and I were like, all right, I guess we're going to get going too. Which was fine. We had to go. It all worked out perfectly. But like just at 7:15, if Jordan called me, I would be like, just getting the kids ready for school because they don't ride the bus. Like we drive them to school. It would have just been such a wrench in my day immediately.
Oh, I know.
I think I got used to it. Call me 8 a.m. And I know that's only 45 minutes, but it's a very valuable 45 minutes for me.
Right.
Anytime between the hours of 8 and 3, I'm available.
Right.
And after 5.
Just on call all times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at Cultivating Courage this year, Bart's like, I don't know if you were there yet. He's like, hey, can you get away to go get my sprayer cover from
Canvas? I'm like, I think when this conversation was happening,
I'm like, I never say no, but literally, no, I cannot go do that right now.
So I think you're being a little bit light about it. You were in the middle. Oh my gosh, Rowan. Quiet. I know, but you're being loud. He's like, whatever, Mom. He got a new haircut yesterday. I'll have to send you a picture. And by haircut, I did it, and it's not great, but it's better than not at all.
Better than nothing?
Yeah. No, so Whitney was getting ready for the event, and it's not like people were coming there in... less than 2 hours. It wasn't like first thing in the morning. It wasn't the day before that. There, we were all still putting together name tags. There was like getting cleaned up, getting the pavilion, no, the podium together. There was still a lot of tiny things to do. And Bart, yeah, hey, can you go pick this up? No, actually, no.
Actually, literally, I never
Tomorrow,
say no, but no.
right, either you come here to get it, or on Sunday I'll see if they're open, or have them set it out, or call anybody else that's here that's not me.
Yeah. How about Monday?
Right, I will drive back.
I know. It's been obviously busy, but not busy for me, if that makes
Yeah.
sense, like on the farm. But now that planting is coming, I'm like fully gonna have to prepare myself to be ready to be called and drop hats at any time.
Are you going to be running any equipment this spring? Is that in the cards for you, or is that, are you just like helping hand again? And I say that like there's no right or wrong answer.
So the speaking of pivot, we had bought a third planter to do the custom makers because so here's what we have going on. We have planting to do of our own, our custom, and then we also have spring silage hitting that we have to harvest spring silage. And so we got a third planter thinking we can get all these acres knocked out right away, be able to chop silage, it'll be no big deal. Well, then the people that we plant for, they called and they're like, hey, we missed that pass spraying before. We want you to go behind the planters and spray all of that now. And Bart's like, shit, that
So,
original plan. So now, yes, I think I'm going to have to be running the third planter, which was not the plan ever before.
okay. Well, you're good at it. You're very, you like farm life flex all the skills for sure. You're qualified. Now, also mental capacity, having Rowdy Daniel's gonna have to go hang out with one of the other tractors to, for part of it. I feel like our mental ability to be patient goes down with each kid. So, or mine does at least. So I couldn't imagine having four. But having a baby in the cab is just, oh my gosh, I just want to like bow down to all women out there who are farming with any type, any age of kids,
Yeah,
but
for real. I honestly
specifically
think Rowdy's harder
babies.
than Letty in a
You're
cab.
probably right. It's why I always wonder again if I had a fourth, but you know, I don't think that's it for me. But okay, we talked about that before. So he has to not only plant, custom plant, harvest, and spray.
Yeah, we
Doing
have a
it all
lot.
at once. You're doing like the entire growing season at once, just in like
So
two
that, like,
different.
we thought we were solving the issue by getting a third planter, and then it's like not solved now.
So, okay, tell me about silage, because silage is corn, yeah?
Spring silage is
Sorghum?
wheat or
Wheat,
triticale.
right.
People, you so basically what happens with that is you swath it just like you do like hay, and then we
Okay.
have a header that picks it up and chops it, and they use it as feed for cattle. So.
So somebody else is cutting it. You got, or you guys are gonna cut it, swath it, or like tell me how that
Somebody will
works.
go in front of us and swath it, and then we'll chop it.
Okay, but it has to be cut before it's swathed.
No, they just swath
Swath
it
it
and lay it
cuts
down in
it.
a windrow, and then we pick it up and chop it.
Oh, okay. That is how much I'm not familiar with any type of that.
Yeah, but that
Like,
doesn't happen really around you, does it?
it doesn't. Well, and if it does, like the only thing I ever see being put into silage most of the time is corn.
Yeah, which
Like they'll
is
cut
super
green
popular.
corn, which is pretty normal. That happens quite a bit around here. I wouldn't say quite a bit, but that is what silage is around here. We have some alfalfa farmers that they grow alfalfa and sell it, and also then feed it to their cattle and
But bail
whatnot.
it, I
They
assume.
bale it. Yep. But I don't think I've ever seen that. And if I have, maybe it's one of those things where I just wasn't paying attention. But
Do you
I
not
do
have?
not.
I don't know that I've ever asked you this. Is there feedlots around you? That's probably why.
I think there, no, I know there's not, because Jordan had cattle when he was in high school and we were out in your neck of the woods for feedlot. Like he raised them up to a point and then had them fed out over in Garden City area, I think it
Yeah,
was.
there's a bunch of feedlots there.
Yeah, no, not a thing here.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never even thought of that. But
Yeah,
yeah,
my
it's
friend.
so spring silage is wheat or triticale usually.
My friend Hannah was doing some photography shoots, and she said the feedlot she just went to yesterday had, it was inside, not like inside, but covered.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, how big was it? That's a, like, I just have so many questions.
Interesting. I wonder where that's at because see, last year there was a huge cattle issue. Like a ton of cattle died in Kansas because the humidity got to a certain point that we aren't used to. And then we had no wind. And so they basically had heat stroke and died. But these people were talking about this particular feedlot that lost a bunch, was talking about covering it because of that, it was going to help with their humidity problem so that that would never happen again.
I think it was in Iowa somewhere. I'll have to ask her.
That's interesting.
Rowan is bulldozing a plastic chair.
I can't hear him at all.
Okay, well, thank goodness.
Yeah. So I
Because
can see you looking like shh, but he's not being noisy.
he's not even looking at me, so the look is just like glaring into the back of his
Just the
head.
mom face.
Typical mom things. Okay, we are planting. We are almost done with corn. We are actually pausing planting for a while and going into manure pumping. That's super fun and diverse that you guys don't necessarily do a ton of out there. Our sow unit needs to be pumped twice a year. The pit underneath of it holds 10 million gallons of
Of poo.
shit. Yeah, the poop.
So when you do you put it in something and then drive the tractor and spread it, or how does that work?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways that we do it now. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can have it hauled off and then put into like just knifed into the ground. Elsewhere, we don't do any of that. That is very expensive. Like one semi load out of 10 million gallon, which we never let it get that full. That would be like SOS emergency pump.
Right.
We have a knifing system ourselves. We just bought it a couple years ago, and we've had it also custom done for us, where they just basically dip their machine. There's different build outs along the barn, and they put a thing down in the barn and it stirs it. So you don't just get the surface water, you actually, it kind of like gets the sludge picked up and you get it out. And by sludge, just like the heavy poop that's,
Yeah, the
right on
nitrogen, the gold.
the barn. The good stuff, yeah. And then it goes out into tubes across the field. And fortunate for us, where we built the sow unit, we have about 1,000 to 1,500 acres there that we pump onto, so we're not putting it on that same ground. So the piping system goes a long way from the
So
barn.
the pipe has to go with the tractor.
It is like a soft pipe. I mean, it's hard when the pump is pulling it. It's very like blown out and full, but it is like a pliable cloth plastic material. There's this, like, again, I don't know a lot. But it's so you drag it all the way out straight in a direction, and then it's hooked onto the tractor, and the tractor just basically makes these slow back and forth, just like you would be harvesting. We have
How do you
a
not run it over?
you just would start on one side, and like you just pull it kind of like a snake.
Oh.
You don't ever go back over it. You would like pull it to the farthest corner and then come back across, I think.
You need to
I
drone
really have
that
never done it.
sometime.
That would be a good idea. Also, it's kind of one of those taboo things of like, are people going to be pissy about like the manure pumping? I don't know. You never know.
Right. Something about animals.
A little sensitive topic. Yeah.
It's kind
So
of
we should.
exhausting to post about farming anymore.
Someday that is. I don't get a lot of flack. I think my most flack about anything I've posted recently is washing my car in the wash bay with a brush.
Well, how else do you wash your car?
I also
You
agree.
use
I didn't
brushes.
know. It's like, people, it's mostly men, which is fine. Like it genuinely did not hurt my feelings.
But I don't know how
There's
else you wash your vehicle.
me either. And people were salty because I went from my tires back to my car. And okay, I get that that's not ideal, but like, also
That's
I'm
exactly
washing
how
my
we wash
car
our vehicles.
and Jordan doesn't have to do it. So like, it's just so funny. I'm like, well, how else do you do it? Like,
I've never
we have
seen a
a
car washed
power
any other
washer,
way.
and I don't just go straight in with the brush. Like, I power washed it, soap brushed it with a brand new brush, power washed it again, and then I was done. And you know what? I'm gonna still do that for the rest of my
That's
life.
exactly how you wash a vehicle.
I agree. These people must be city slickers that don't know
Even
how it is to drive a
at a
Polo.
car wash in
I
town, there's
also
a
agree.
brush.
No shit. I have so many questions, and I've never asked back. Anyways, okay, so that's the one I got the most flack from. Okay. So then the other way that we pump or get the manure out is we've actually added in two pivots. So we are dry land farmers. We talk about that often. I feel like that's that one revelation when we had early podcasts that was like, oh, what's a dry land farmer? Oh, it's us. We just
Right.
don't talk about it that way because it's all we do around here is dry land farm. But we do have a pivot. And so we have a holding tank. Our lake puts water in a holding like pond. And we also pump in manure to mix it so it's not quite as hot, meaning that it's not going to burn the crops if it goes over top. So then
Because
we
it's
can,
nitrogen, for those of you that don't know what that means.
too not hot. If you get too much nitrogen, it will actually burn your crop.
Burn.
Anyway, so we have two pivots down there now that does that as well.
It goes through your sprinkler.
Goes through a pivot. Yep.
Cool.
Also in season water for us, which is not a normal thing, and we are exceptionally dry again, eerily like last year. So we are praying that we get some rains and they stop splitting us, but you know, it is what it is.
Boy, do I know.
I know you do.
The stupid wind isn't helping.
It's so windy here today in Missouri, and it is also equally as windy, if not windier, out in Kansas. We happen to both live on the flattest ground.
Yeah. Bart went to Illinois this week and he said it was super windy in Illinois as well.
Yeah, he called Jordan.
Oh,
I
did
think I
he?
was on the phone with him and he's like, I missed a call from Bart. And he said he was going through Hannibal, which is very,
Oh,
very close to
really?
that. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that close.
Well, you know, wait.
No, I knew Hannibal was close to you, but I didn't know where he was
Okay.
going was that close.
I'm following. I'm like, I thought you knew Hannibal was kind of close.
Yeah, my godfather.
No. I mean, it's just too bad we have so many kids that he couldn't just, you know, like just drop you off for a few
Right.
hours and did his.
Right. I wasn't
Maybe
even
one.
invited.
Would you have really wanted to go? It's a long drive.
Is a long ways. They went 9 hours to pick up a dry spreader box.
Yeah, we live so far apart. Okay, so we could talk all day about ag. It's nice to actually dip back into ag a little bit, but
It is.
as we talk about planting, is there any, maybe what are the top three things? I'm just bringing this one from the hip. What are the top three things that we're doing to get ready for planting that we hope to do during planting? Like, what are those tips and tricks that anybody who hasn't started or even is in the depths of planting could implement into their world to make it easier
Yeah.
on them?
Okay, so logistically, if my life was back to normal and I wasn't in a plant, which again, I still don't know that our life isn't going to change again, but
What's normal?
my vehicle, when it gets super dirty, gives me very bad OCD and drives me nuts. And so I'm gonna say that I'm gonna be the seed delivery girl, like what I normally am. My goal this year is to just keep like a tote or something. I haven't logistically thought it out yet, with like a few snacks, like Letty's diapers, so that I'm not having to drag the diaper bag everywhere. Because let's be real, that is the worst part about having a little baby. Just have like a tote that is ready for me to move into whatever vehicle I need to, and to keep a clean vehicle. Like just even like pick up all the garbage that the kids drop on the floor for that day.
Honest to goodness, if you could see my car right now, you would have a aneurysm.
Oh, mine was disgusting when I cleaned it for Kelly to take it to prom.
Horrible. Like that is on my to-do list for today later, today or tomorrow. It's been on my list all week. It's one of those ones that keeps getting pushed down to the bottom. But everything is just, there's so much stuff in my back seat. I have four of Reese's sweatshirts that she just throws out of her backpack every single day. Nothing makes me more
Hello,
furious.
Layton.
Like we come in and we're like, let's see all the things from school, including every scrap of paper that you wrote, heart, such and such, I love such
Oh
and
my
such when you
gosh,
were a little
so
girl. And
Layton.
it's just all these, and it's cut up pieces of paper. It's not just like a sheet of paper.
And then
So we
Layton
have
also
that.
has candy wrappers every day, which where she gets that from, I do
Ooh.
not know.
That's what Reese, she gets in the car and she says, can I have a piece of candy? And Rhett and I are like, well, you got a Mary Poppin candy bag in there? Like, what, where's the candy coming from?
Don't know, but Leighton always loves trash
Um,
of hers.
yeah, and it's got
Does
like
it drive
I
you nuts? Does having a dirty vehicle drive you nuts?
so it does and it doesn't, as long as I don't pay attention to it, but it gets, it's like okay until it breaks, and then, and when I say breaks, like
It's a
knee back
dumpster
break,
fire.
and then it's like it all has to go. Jordan, it
Yeah.
drives him nuts more than me, and I'm like, bro, we're just getting by.
Yeah.
We, the last thing I want to do, and it's been this way for the last 3 years with Rowan, is clean out my car right when I get home because I'm also doing supper or the laundry or I'm going into work or do something. The last thing I want to do is spend an extra 5 minutes cleaning out my car in the garage. No.
Right, right. Okay, so I would say one of mine is like have a ready, prepared vehicle slash try to keep trash picked up.
I mean, I agree.
That's
That's
not
one of
really a
mine.
tip. That's like one of my goals, though.
But I think it is maybe having a cleaner car or at least a picked up car. Dirty is fine. We're in field time. Like we're going to open our back
Right.
hatch. We have food in our car or parts or whatever, or, you know, seed sacks, and the car is going to be dirty, but maybe just like picked up.
Yeah, picked up
Or
and
candy
just a
wrappers.
prepared tote of some sort.
I think for you, that's important. The prepared tote. For me,
It
we're
is.
just going to fly by the seat of our pants.
And especially like a baby with formula, I forgot how much of a pain that is. Just to make sure I've always got like bottled water and formula with me, and I need to have diapers and all these things, which is great, but I need my tote to be ready.
One more thing. It's just one more thing.
Yeah, it is. And then I would really like to try and freezer prepare some meals just for those times when I have to leave at a drop of a hat and am not able, especially where we're still in school. Like navigating
Yes.
this with school time is going to be weird for me.
Which is not very long. I think our kids
Yeah.
have like 20 more days left or something like that, which
Our
is
kids
great.
get
But
out May 10th, so they don't have
oh my
much
gosh, that's like
longer.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's so close. I think ours is going to like the middle of 20s.
Right. So like having to still get them into bed on time and that kind of stresses me out, but I'd like to have some sort of supper plan.
Something if you like make them yourselves, 10 out of 10. Obviously, that's the cheaper route. But I do know that Lindsay with chilled freezer meals, she's out of Eastern Iowa and she does ship. I don't know if she ships to you that far
Yeah,
out
they're
in the
yummy.
West, but they are good and they are like if you're just like, that's something I want to do. And I also don't necessarily have the capacity to sit down and plan it and
Hire
buy
it out.
it and hire it out. Like you can still have it for a pretty affordable price, honestly,
Yeah,
because
it
sometimes
is.
meals you end up buying more of something because you only need a tablespoon of this. And so then theoretically you end up with spending just as much as you would buying it.
Right.
She has good stuff.
She does
And
have good stuff.
I think I have a code. I think it's Kylie, maybe Kylie 5. I'll have to look it up. But it'll get you $5 off if you're interested.
Yeah, her meatballs, the taquitos we really like. There's a bunch of good stuff. Her power packs, I eat those for lunch.
Yeah, I know. I always want like a pack and a half.
Oh, me too. Like,
It's
actually, two is gonna be good for me.
I've been limiting myself to one because I'm trying to count calories and do all these things without a lot of pressure. But my brain says eat two, but really after one, I'm full. But they do have like 30 grams of protein, which is just like that's what I want. I want something that
Right.
is already pre-made. And
Me
ours,
too.
ones I'm buying are dairy-free and gluten-free, which is a couple really good options. The other thing, I don't know if you've got them yet from her, we're really side tangenting here, is the Shipwreck Scramble. It's like six or seven or eight, I don't know how many packs you get in this big pack of eggs. It's got eggs, pork sausage, and all this seasoning, and it's just a scramble. So you just, it's frozen when you get it. You thaw it in the fridge, and then you make, it's a two-egg scramble, basically. Oh my gosh, it is the best pre-made egg meal
You
I've
just
ever
warm it
had in my life.
up.
You just no, it's not like pre-cooked. It's like raw eggs. So you
Oh.
just scramble it. You just pour it in your pan and scramble it up. And
Oh,
oh
that
my gosh, it's
sounds
so
yummy.
good. That's what I've been eating this week. And I'm gonna be very sad when I run out.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, I feel like I'm going on to goals and tips instead of tips
It's
from
fine.
this.
It's the same
I can
thing.
do tips as well, but another goal of mine is to make sure I'm getting my workout done in the morning, so that there's no chance of that getting interrupted later in the day.
You do you before you do everybody else.
Yeah, I've been really trying to prioritize my physical health, and so that's actually felt really good to me to do that. And so,
Good
yeah,
for you.
I want to make sure I'm getting up before everyone else and doing that.
I think goals and tips are the same thing, by the way. I mean, I just asked like seven questions in one back there, so.
Right. But I did write down like some tips. Don't compare to other people. I feel like that's hard. If you're like me and usually the seed tender lady and you see somebody else like running equipment, don't think that like somebody's doing more or better than you. I feel like
Well, and I don't do
you can
any of it.
so easily get into your head about
Yeah.
you're taking a field meal. Like that's still really important. A
Yeah,
fed farmer is a very important thing.
100%. And every situation is so unique. Like for us, Jordan doesn't run equipment except for the sprayer, and he doesn't even run the sprayer all the time. Like he runs the sprayer when our main guy is running the planter, but when that's not happening, the main guy is running the sprayer.
Right. And
And
so
so
like that,
for
for
us,
you to compare to someone else would not even be like validated because it's not real. It's not the same.
I like want to go ride in the tractor and I never want to ride in the sprayer ever. No thanks. I vomit on the floor. That's the worst.
I saw you post that and I didn't realize that about you.
Oh my gosh, I get the worst motion sickness. Like catch me riding a shotgun or driving. I actually prefer to drive. But if I'm not driving, I'm riding shotgun and you'll be hard pressed to get me out of the front seat because the worst time I've ever been car sick was in Colombia. Bogota, Colombia, the country, and everything down there, the infrastructure is the worst ever. So there's just like all these side roads, tons of traffic, and everything is stick shift. And so I sat in the back of
Jerky.
this 15 passenger van and we start, stop, start, stop, start,
Ooh.
stop. We drove 5 miles and it took us an hour for
Oof.
5 miles of start stopping. I got out on my hands and knees and I was like, "Dear Lord, thank you for the solid ground." I sat up with a non-English speaking driver for the rest of the trip. Like, I tried to
Sorry,
make
guys,
conversation.
shotgun.
I don't know how to speak Spanish. And I just sat there quietly by myself,
Oh,
happy
I don't have that,
wasn't.
thank gosh.
Oh my gosh, my oldest has it too. So that's always a.
That's a challenge.
It is.
Oh, well, his haircut is nice.
Isn't it so cute?
It looks
The sides need some
so
blending work,
big.
but he is. So fun fact, our doctor, if you do drugs, if you believe in medicines, like to rephrase that. But she said that, hold on.
He's moving a box of Trulies.
Gotta move the Trulies out of the wagon. She said that giving kids Benadryl is a lot like Dramamine. Like the fundamental drug in Benadryl is what Dramamine turns into, I think, or something like that. Like that
Right.
may not be a word. I'm not a doctor, but basically for motion sickness, she just told us to give Rhett a dose of Benadryl. We
Oh.
haven't ever really had to. We just kind of give him some air or move him to the front seat, et cetera. But if you have motion sick kids and you
Ugh.
believe in medicine.
That literally sounds miserable.
I don't really know what my tips and tricks are. I mean, I think all of yours are fantastic. And I also like prioritizing myself in the morning. I've kind of gotten out of the habit of getting up. We were in that weird time change where I was getting up and it was light out. And that's like my thing. I loved it. And then the time
Went
changed and it
dark.
went an hour. Right. And it's like my body has yet to still adjust. And now I'm running so much with half marathon training that some days it makes sense for me to run in the morning and other days it doesn't. And so it's just been this really hodgepodge. And like this morning, my brain and body woke up at 4:15, but I didn't want to get up. So I laid there and finally fell back asleep. And then at 5:40, I got up to do my workout, but I was really hoping to get up at 5. And you know, it's just one of those things. It doesn't
Yeah.
matter. It just is one of those things where I wish I would have just gotten up
And then you
at
just kick
4:30.
yourself for another few hours about it.
Right. So I did go ahead and get my workout in this morning, and it is so nice to have it done. You guys, I know that sometimes morning workouts are not a thing, or maybe you're not in the season for morning workouts. Sleep is more important 9 times out of 10 than working out. Like that is your fundamental health resource is body rest. But if you are in a season and you're like, I would really like to add some time into my day, no joke, get up 20, 30, 40 minutes earlier and get that crap out of the way first thing. You
Yeah,
will
because then
never
you,
regret it.
like we were just talking before this, that you have some things to do, but you keep doing something else other than that. And that is me if I don't work out in the morning.
Oh, and then
Just push
my
it off
workout
all day.
is trash. It's not near the quality that would have been if I would have done it at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever. And again, we go in seasons. Like 2 years ago, I would have been just crying a little bit to get up because I wasn't sleeping at night. But now it's like, all right, Kylie, get
You
up and get out.
do this, girl.
Yeah. And so here's your nudge to also give it a try. And give it a week or two to get into a routine. Don't just do it once and then feel like it doesn't work. And also, if you don't do it like today or yesterday when I just snoozed until, you know, it was time to get the kids out of bed, you can still do an afternoon workout, but then try again the next day.
Right. Don't just quit.
I am going to clean out my car. That
I
is
also
priority.
put on here, don't overschedule when you
I
know it's
also
busy
agree.
time.
I
It's also
have
hard
you
not.
and I think you and I both talked about having such a packed like January through March on and off for various reasons. And my April has been really open, and yet every day I still have a little something, and that feels hard some days.
Bodhi
But
would really like to do baseball, but it's 2 days a week in town, which I know you're doing it with Rhett, but I'm like, there's
oh
just
no,
no way, buddy.
it's
I just
hard. It is
can't.
very hard. You either need someone else to like help supervise. The hardest part right now is having the other kids. It's
Right.
not getting them to and from. Like that part is okay, but like sitting at the park for an hour and
Hour
a half
and a half.
a night, 2 hours a night, the other night, it's just another thing. It's like packing the tote for the car. Like, it's just
Right.
another
And you have to
thing.
entertain them while they're like they need entertained too.
And ours sits right next to a playground, but the playground is for a minimum 5+. Rowan, it's too tall and big for Rowan to be over there by himself. And so far, I've managed to not have them over there at the park yet, but I just have a feeling that the inevitable, we still have like 3 weeks of practice before game starts. And
I know if you're already dreading it, it's like, duh.
I know.
I did. I
And
felt
this.
bad telling Bodhi no, but I'm like, how about in return, I'll let you do like three basketball camps this summer. Does that help? And he agreed.
Good. Good. At least he's into something. I would say the only other thing is I will try to maximize the time that we do have with Jordan, which is very little, especially with like not having a lot of rain in the forecast. So we have been just going to give him food in the field, whether that's Dairy Queen or a home cooked meal, and just spending like 5 or 10 minutes there with him. And I know it's hard to get all your kids out and in the car and to wherever, especially if they're 30 or 40 or 50 minutes away. That's not the case for us. All of our farming is about a 30-minute radius from where we live, which is such a blessing. But when you can, if it makes sense for you, 10 out of 10, like take the kids and go and do, because it, I remember when I was a really young farm wife, I just needed so desperately to get out of the house.
That was one on mine. I put still go do things, don't isolate.
Yeah, it was such a gift just to leave and do, even if 20 minutes to the field, 10 minutes in the field, 20 minutes back, like you've just burned an hour of your evening. And
Yeah,
when
and
you don't have.
I feel like we talked about this when we like last year on a planting one, but we discussed about like even if you go out and that night your kids miss their bath or like you have to warm up chicken nuggets when you get home instead of a home cooked meal because you went and spent the time, like it's going to be okay. Every night
100%
is
fine.
going to look different.
Yeah, and right now we're in the season of like we have so much to do at night. So me, this seems bizarre for me. I'm like, I can't actually bring you food to the field because I'm at the ball field or whatever. I'm doing this. But there was a time in my life that that was not the case. And I
Right.
sat at home and it would be 6 o'clock and I would look at the clock like, what?
What am I gonna do for the rest of the
I have been here doing this all day. What? It's only 5:57.
I
You know,
still
and
have
I'm
four
like,
more hours till bed.
yes, it was especially when none of the kids were in school. Gosh, damn, that was hard.
Yep.
And now that they're in school, it's just so different. So
It
is
is
this is all
different.
season. It's all season. And now I miss them being home. And I don't know.
Yep. It's amazing how much changes each year.
So true. Okay, so this is a total off topic. We believe in you. If we come back to planting conversation, that's fine. But have you watched the last newest Bluey?
Yes.
It's like a movie. It's like 28 minutes. It's called The Sign. Have you watched it?
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that one.
Okay. Reese watched it last night, and at the very end, she openly sobbed
Oh.
in like the sweetest, most touching way. I was just thinking about everything changing, and that made me think of that. It's just literally my favorite cartoon.
It's called The Sign, the episode is.
Called The Sign.
I'll have
There's
to
like
look. We have them all recorded, so I'll have to look back and see if we have
yeah,
it.
I think it's aired, and if it hasn't, just see when it does air on it, ours was on Disney Plus, but if it hasn't aired, record it. It's a longer one. It's where they're moving, and then it, anyways, I'm not gonna ruin it for you, but Reese just like I it was just so cool to see her, to see it touch a 6-year-old in such a way. It's just the best. Just the best.
I know.
That's nothing to do with
We're a
planting.
Bluey household. That's why Rowdy talks Australian.
I get it. Dollar bucks.
Yep.
I don't think that was Australian, but that was the best I could do.
Well, he was watching one. He was coloring yesterday, like not even looking at the TV. And the dad was like, "What do you think of this, Bluey?" And Rowdy just says, without even looking up, "I love it." And then Bluey said it. And I'm like, "How did you know that? I've seen this one." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
70,000
Yeah.
times.
I love it. Like, oh, you stinker.
Okay, so there's another tip. Watch Bluey. Let your kids watch Bluey.
Hear him? I have seen it.
It's so good. It's such a good show. We love a few cartoons. We don't watch a ton of cartoons, but we have a few that we love. That is one of them for sure. We're also a Wildcats family.
Yep.
And Robin currently likes Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. It's not my favorite, but also it's just because it's annoying and not because it's not actually educational.
Yeah, it's too much singing.
Yeah.
When you get so mad that you wanna roar.
We're always like, hug a mugga, hug a mugga. And he gives me kids. Like, okay, I love you so much. Also, go away from me.
Also, love you, but bye.
Okay, well, if
Okay.
you're in it, yeah, if you're in it now, bless, have a safe planting season. If you're thinking about being in planting, we hope it dries up or adds water, whatever you need, whatever water needs you have, we hope you get it.
Let's switch the
Let's
weather
shift the
switch.
pattern for all you wet
Yeah.
people. Let's give it to some of us dry ones.
Let's
Yeah.
shift it. Okay.
It'll
I
all
don't have a
shift.
call.
I have one. Hold on. Give me one sec.
Wasn't prepared.
Okay, I've been doing about a bunch of research quotes for various other things. Here's to seeking out the joy in waiting, beauty in the ordinary, and hope in unexpected places.
I like that. Good
All
one.
right.
You win.
That's all we've got.
See ya.
Later.
We sure appreciate all of you listening today. You can follow us on Instagram at FarmWifeGuru and at Kylie Epperson underscore.
Be sure to follow or subscribe to Midwest Farm Wives Podcast on your favorite podcast streaming app.
And remember, every day may not be good, but there is some good in each day. Stay grateful, friends.